In 1865, Mark Twain came to Angel's Camp, California. A tale he heard, or perhaps one he made up, became one he shared with others. A tale that helped launch his literary career. That story lives on here today, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain, came to Calaveras County, California in 1865. At the time, he was a 29-year-old, down-on-his-luck writer looking for a story he could pen.
Our county legend, our lore, is that he was in town, in Angel's Camp, in the mining camp, at a saloon or a tavern, and he heard the story, and then he wrote the story, and it became his first published work.
As Lori Giannini at the Calaveras County Fair explains, that story was about a local man, Jim Smiley, who had the best jumping frog anyone had ever seen, a frog named Dan'l Webster. And he was willing to wager against anyone who thought he could stop him, including two city slickers who came to town.
He made a bet, and then the city slickers put buckshot in the frog. And so then Dan'l Webster was the name of the frog. It just did not jump. So he lost.
The tale became known as the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County. It made Mark Twain a notable author and made this county a place tied to jumping frogs.
1928 is when the city of Angel's Camp had their very first frog jump. And so that was to celebrate the paving of the streets. And then they actually outgrew that location. Thousands and thousands of people ended up coming to that.
So the frog jumping championship merged with the county fair, which has been its home ever since. In fact, each year's champion is immortalized here.
If you go to downtown Angel's Camp, you'll actually see in the sidewalks all of our winners since that time. It's the Hop of Fame.
So just how many frogs might jump and what do they win? It's big money, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Angel's Camp, Calaveras County, California. I'm Andrew McCray.